Oklahoma officials confirm two people are dead after massive weekend tornadoes. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. In Nebraska, tornadoes flattened entire neighborhoods.
We got one more active day today with storms. 126 tornado warnings over the last 3 days. This is since Thursday. You can get the idea exactly where it is, all the central plains. And we have another day of this. Storms, it's moving really slowly right now. But in the short term, we're just talking about a lot of rain that's been falling across eastern parts of Oklahoma and throughout Texas. In fact, we have a big flooding situation going on across the eastern suburbs of the Dallas area this morning. So you want to watch very carefully if you got to get on the roads.
Chief Meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, one of the dead is a child. Hamas is reviewing a new ceasefire proposal from Israel. Fox's Chanley Painter has details.
Details of the offer have not yet been released. Recent proposals, though, have included a six-week pause in fighting in exchange for the release of some Hamas-held hostages. The move comes as Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war in Gaza and prevent a planned Israel ground offensive in Rafah.
More than 100 Israeli hostages from the October 7th massacre remain in Hamas custody in Gaza. Green Party 2024 presidential candidate Jill Stein is among 100 people arrested Saturday at an anti-Israel protest at Washington University in St. Louis. Her campaign manager tells Fox News Digital the campaign supports the demands of the students and their peaceful protest and assembly on campus. Stein spent 6 hours in police custody. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is in the hospital after his 2020 rape conviction in New York was vacated, according to his lawyer, who says a retrial should happen after Labor Day. A state appeals court ruled jurors received too much evidence not directly related to the state's charges against Weinstein. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost hosted last night's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington. The SNL star dropping zingers about President Biden and the legal woes of his likely November opponent.
Before I begin tonight, can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, "All rise."
President Biden also spoke at the dinner and poked fun at his opponent.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
This was the president's third appearance at the dinner. Every president since Calvin Coolidge has appeared at the dinner at least once, except former President Trump. Salt Lake City, Utah has a new NHL team now that the Arizona Coyotes have relocated. Fox 13's Spencer Joseph asks fans what they'd like the team to be called.
I think it probably should be the Blizzard, for sure, because it's Utah and we love our snow here.
You got to get the double Z's. Jazz, Blizzard,
Golden Eagles.
You're saying you got one you like?
No, I like that Fury that they were talking about.
The Blizzards.
But overall, the Utah Yetis seem to be the favorite from those we talked to.
Definitely Yetis. You guys want the Yeti?
All the way, Yeti.
You know, I think Yeti would be cool.
Yetis all day long, huh?
All the way. You're not going to find another Yeti in professional sports.
I love the Yeti. That's what it's got to be.
What about the Yeti do you like so much?
The winter theme, you just had the Kraken come in. Why not add another mythical creature?
But no matter what the team is called.
I want the Yetis,
Yeti,
yeah.
No, Yeti mascot before the Blizzard.
No, we got to have the Yetis,
that's
man.
The move.
Utahns are ready for hockey to hit Salt Lake.
You got to have that good support of the fan base.
We got the support. They'll be here. Not to worry.
The team's new owner says he'd like to hold a competition so fans can choose the team's new name. Clearly, a lot of choices already on the table. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.